When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done. Do you remember
when it first started? Oh man, it's about to get real.
Yeah.
Randy Hahn, who tweets the show, nailed it when he said, "Random people showing up to the studio. You'd think a cat named Mo is on the air. There she is. Look at that top that she's got on. Watch your boobs flop out of that tube top." Let's see.
How are you?
Oh, good. How you doing, Tracy?
Wonderful.
Good.
So great to see you.
So nice to see you, too. Yeah, thanks for coming down.
Wait. This is where I'm going to work.
It is.
Great, because I got the job.
Yeah, well.
I'm ready to go.
Okay. Welcome. This is where we broadcast from, Monday through Friday.
Awesome.
Yeah. You showed up looking for a job.
Yes, yes. Well, yes, we definitely know that. And you already gave it to me, actually, the other day.
Well,
it was quite the extensive interview process.
I must confess, I do not have the ability to hire or fire.
I could
refer you to human resources.
Right.
But we don't have human resources, I don't think.
Actually, I just wanted to stop by and say hello.
Oh, you're so sweet. Hello.
Yeah. It's
nice to see you. How is unincarcerated life treating you?
It's wonderful. You know, actually, I was sitting here and I'm trying to think of something fantastic to tell you about. And I was thinking about the upcoming cruise.
Yeah, the
yeah,
My Calta cruise.
Who's going on it?
I don't know. We talked about it yesterday. I think I might be going.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got a great cruise story to tell you.
Okay. Yeah,
Kid
just
Rock.
Get right up on that microphone.
He's my Kid Rock man.
Oh, that's Seth right there. He's a huge Kid Rock. Yeah. Seth and Gio are both Kid Rock fans.
Okay, well, I've been on the Kid Rock cruise many, many times.
Oh,
you don't say.
And I have a wonderful story about the Kid Rock cruise. I'd love to tell you about it.
Did you hook up with Bob Ritchie?
No, I did not do that. I'm not actually.
Right into that microphone.
Yeah, that's the first part of this.
You can put those headphones on. That way you'll be able to hear when you talk right into the microphone.
It's the first part of this interview process is getting right up on that mic.
Right on the mic.
Okay, right on the mic.
There you go.
There you go. Yep. Good. That's sexy. Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Okay, so tell us your Kid Rock cruise story.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, long story short, we lost a grandma in the bed, and I made really good friends with the room steward. Right, and you have to if you're going to bring certain things.
When you say you lost a grandma, that's code for a gram.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
I really thought you lost a grandma.
Okay. Well,
a poor old lady.
I had lost mine, and he still had his. Anyways, long story short, I made really good friends with a room steward because that's you know,
that's your guy.
That's critical,
right?
When you go on, and he made the bed, and when we came back in the room, it was on a silver platter. By the way, did you lose a grandma? Here's your grandma right here
on the silver platter.
On the silver platter.
Did he make you one of those little towel monkeys too?
Oh, I've got a picture with a towel monkey. That's fantastic.
Good, I love it. I love a nice towel monkey. Well, good. I'm glad you found your grandma.
I have to tell you right now, I'm really nervous.
Really?
Really. I mean, what do you do for stage fright? What?
I don't know. This isn't a stage for me. It's just me sitting around talking to my friends.
Right.
Would you be more comfortable if Seth was in his underwear?
Well, here's the thing. You know, here's the thing, right? I was a dancer for many, many, many years.
You don't
15
say.
Years. Huh. Yes.
I'm so surprised.
I know.
Yeah.
But
what was your dancing name?
My best one was Jordan.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Jordan.
Like, for Michael Jordan.
Everybody wants to be like Mike.
Yeah.
And I did. I totally rocked it, you know? But I can be completely naked on the stage. I'm not scared at all, but like I'm sitting right here right now.
And you're nervous.
I know.
Well, what if, I mean, if you were naked, do you think you'd be less nervous right now?
I don't know. Should I do it?
Yes, you should. There's those hoots again.
Whatever really calms
I'm not going to do that.
I encourage anything that calms the nerves.
Yeah.
Because that's very important if you're going to work in radio to not be nervous.
Therapeutic nudity.
Yes.
Oh, so I can just jump up here right now?
Sure. Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. If you want to, I mean,
I got it. Can I take a? Is it okay if I take a picture of you for Twitter? People
yeah,
want to
I would
see.
Love,
yeah, yeah. Stand up, right. Stand up on the console, and let's take a picture
way,
for you.
All the way up there,
yeah, of course.
The console.
Oh, yeah. Up
really?
There,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it'll hold you.
It'll hold you. I've been up there before.
All the way up here.
Yeah, sure.
She doesn't have to get up there for the picture. I mean,
it's for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to take a look at her. Yeah.
Okay.
It's my birthday.
Okay. It is. Yeah.
What?
Oh, wait, 21 again?
Yes.
How old
do you think I am?
21 is great.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to put you at 38.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. You're wrong, but thank you. Hop on up.
It's a damn shame that I left Periscope about a week ago.
If you're just joining us, Tracy is here. She was incarcerated. She called us while she was an inmate. She went under the sheets and listened to our show. And
right.
By went under the sheets, I mean she took care of business on her own.
Oh,
there we go.
Oh, wow.
I like that. That's an artful boob.
Can I post?
Yeah, you can post a boob shot.
I can't. Yeah, you're right.
Of course.
There's a lot of porno ladies.
Can you send me that boob shot?
Oh, were you lifting up your... Oh, look at that. There's the ass. The thing that is connected to it. Oh, that's great. That's a first. First full frontal that we've had. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, there you go.
That was awesome.
Thank you. That was awesome.
I really enjoyed that.
Me too. Do you feel like you're less nervous now that you've showed your body?
I'm gonna go under the blanket a lot of times.
This
now.
Is great.
Oh boy.
Good. Go on the blanket now.
Now.
Yeah. Sure. Why not? We're all friends. We sometimes do it in the middle of the show with each other. Hey, go hump that microphone stand.
That's what Gio does. Kidding.
Should we take a vote on whether she should join the show?
I say yes.
I vote yes.
Yeah.
Seth.
I don't hire or fire anybody around here. And actually, neither does Drew. I hate to spoil it for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
I know. I may have offered her a job, but
we can work that out later.
So are you tweeting that out from the Seth Cush account?
Everything I got was very blurry. So she was in the midst of getting nude on every picture.
Okay,
so.
Wait.
Get a good shot.
Okay.
Yeah, get a great shot. Here we go.
Are you good? Just let me know when you're good with your...
So Tracy showed up to the Pickles and Lemonade fundraiser, at which point in time I apparently offered her a job. And I was feverish that day.
That's a good observation. You were very sick.
Yes. So I probably irresponsibly and prematurely offered her a gig, which she has come down here to collect a job. And I wish we had are your aspirations on air, or would you do anything, or?
Actually, no. I have personally, with my own financial money in the past, built my own home studio, and I had a Korg Oasis, and I used Pro Tools, and I had to set up the whole thing myself. So
engineering.
Yes. Okay. Yes. No, I would rather be behind the scenes a little bit. Wow. I mean, maybe you can use me in promotions a little bit.
Sure.
You know, I've got a little smile.
Yeah, you got a great smile.
Yeah.
Wow.
You want me to go grab somebody from promotions?
Yeah, would you?
Okay.
Well, you do a little on-air interview.
I don't think Mike Olivero's here, but...
No, Promo John's here,
Promo John's here. He's acting in Mike... He said if you guys need anything...
Mike did say that yesterday. He goes, I'm not going to be here on Friday.
Yeah, Promo John's in charge.
He's in charge, so if you need anything promotions-based, John is your guy. He has full authority.
Do you think he could hire her?
Promo John?
Yeah.
I think Promo John could put in a good word. I think Mike Olivero trusts Promo John a lot.
Yeah. So Tracy has come here to collect her job, and we're here to help her find one.
You can put me down for a reference on your application if you'd like.
Yeah, me too.
I endorse you.
Your voice alone.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Oh, you're into Gio's really? Voice?
Yes.
Wow.
I do. I love me.
Do you like that?
I like his race shirt, too, right now.
Yeah.
His voice and his race shirt. He's got a lot going for
him. What about his burly physique?
burly.
I know. And that's that damn beard I've heard about.
Oh,
That's
it's the same beard I saw you a month ago. I haven't trimmed it at all.
same beard.
I'm still burly, too, just a month ago.
Same burly.
Did you get the memo that... We didn't win the Stanley Cup.
Oh, no. I shaved my beard.
Oh.
Oh, no. I love working with people on the show that tell me about my facial hair.
Yeah.
No.
I like that top. That's not quite a tube top. What would you call that exactly? It looks like curtains.
This was curtains?
Yeah, it's like a little curtains. Yeah, and I've got a rod for those curtains. Okay. Yeah, it's true.
So how long were you in for again?
It was like 37 days.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I've done a little more harder time.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, really?
I know. And every time I'm in there, people are like, I don't think you should be in here. And I'm like, while I'm in here.
Yeah, don't go back.
What was the longest stay?
Never. Like 60 something days.
Oh.
And that's when you would go under the blanket and listen to the hot, ridiculous, sultry tones of Drew Garabo and Seth Kushner.
Oh, I loved in your face.
Yeah.
I like them both.
All right.
You are quite smitten right now, Garabo. This is the best birthday present we could have ever provided for you that we didn't actually provide.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate this.
I have to say one more thing, too. I noticed when Seth, you were gone, that the dynamics of the show changed a little, and you went back to in your face. You did.
This girl's very perceptive.
Yes, I talked to her boss about that this week.
I noticed that.
It won't happen again.
He told me to never miss another day.
Yes, that's not allowed to miss any more days.
Maybe we could bring her on as like a consultant to the show, because obviously she was able to observe quite well.
That's a very good observation.
I loved it, but I did observe that very much. Yes. Did you notice that, Seth?
I did, yes, and so did several people who were tweeting me during it, saying Drew goes back to in your face.
Yes.
Which is why I can never get a colonoscopy again.
Right. Yeah, Seth had to have an hour-long conversation with the boss about that.
Yes, I did.
Anyway.
It's all right.
I love your show.
Thank you.
anyway.
Thank you. We're trying to entertain more than confront now. We're trying to, like, provide entertainment, like having people in who will show their boobs and, oh, John, yeah, come on in. Here we go. There's the boss.
Ooh, wait, there's John.
Right to the top. This is what we need.
We're trying to get, I'm sorry, John Brennan, we're trying to get promo John in here.
Well, we couldn't find promo John.
He's on his way up. He was downstairs.
Oh, he is?
Really? What am I in here for?
Any
I don't know.
John will do.
Well, we'd like to introduce you to our new employee in programming, Tracy, cool. The former inmate.
Hi, Tracy.
Tracy, show him your skill set.
Nice to meet you.
Well, it's large.
Well, I feel really sorry for John Brennan right now. He's working in his office, and now you're bringing him into this madness.
Well, you guys have the background check results and all that.
Oh, background stuff. Check. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, what?
It's pending.
Pending.
Okay. What cancels you out?
Oh, nothing, but I mean, if serving time isn't exactly, it won't necessarily disqualify you from a position here, but it's not going to help you.
Right, okay, I have a marijuana charge.
Oh. Okay, all right. Check. All check. Right.
And a battery on a Leo.
Oh, no. My God.
Well, that's a bump in the road.
That's a big one.
No, I think that one might be, I don't know, I'm not a promotions director, sure. So maybe you should go ahead and talk to Mike Olivero or John from promotions. I'm assuming that I was brought in and it's the wrong John.
Yes, you assume correctly.
Kayla went and grabbed you?
All I'm thinking is this person is not going to be cut out for programming because she is manhandling a microphone.
But yeah,
there you go. That is manhandling it, all right.
No, I'm kidding.
So she wants to be behind the scenes. She built her own home studio.
Okay.
Drew offered her a job at the Pickle Lemonade Stand. He said you're hired, and that's why she's here today.
My fever was 103 degrees. I was a bit delirious. I apologize. I offered her a job sight unseen.
You can definitely work for Drew's Pickle Stand.
Every pickle stand we have, you'll be involved in that.
Really?
Yeah,
so I am hired.
How do you pay your employees?
Can I bring the fudge too?
Sure, bring the fudge. Whoa. Bring all the fudge you want.
I'm kidding, I remember.
Yeah, no,
pickles, lemonade, and fudge.
Yeah, that's around the corner. Fudge is made. No. Okay, well, we need to get. Is Promo John coming up here to interview her?
I'm not sure. I sent him a text a few minutes ago. But I mean, what's better than having the boss man in here himself?
Right. Could you advise her on her career path, John? Like, what should her next step be?
For radio career, yeah. I definitely think you should go talk to a different department than programming, which is, I think we've established that.
Sure.
Maybe sales. I think Aaron Miller's here, actually, in sales. So Kayla might want to go.
Oh, that's great. You want to go
pop
grab Ava?
Down there and, great. And talk. Okay, are we good?
Thank you. Yes, thank you, John. Awesome. Thank you, John. Great. John Brennan.
Congrats to the pickle stand.
So
awesome.
Right, that's John.
Oh, she just kissed his hand.
Oh,
nice.
All right.
Nice.
He just changed a diaper with that hand.
Sorry, John.
Thank you. We grabbed the wrong John. Did Kayla really grab John Brennan on
accident? I would have. Yeah.
Oh, look what happened.
See, you should have done when John was in here.
Yeah.
That could help your case.
I feel like we've lost control.
It's okay.
All right.
It's a Friday. It's your birthday.
I enjoyed seeing her private parts. Thank you.
I know. I'm sorry. On a whim, I did that. That's
no
apologies
with
needed.
Whims like that. It's my birthday. I got to see your private parts on my birthday. That's good.
Again, anything that can calm your nerves while you're in here is fine.
Smack it around.
I feel calm.
I feel much calmer now that she did that, for sure. All right. Well, then Kayla went to grab Aaron.
Oh, good Lord. This segment's over, man.
That's what I was thinking. Like, we really don't need to bring Aaron Miller.
So how do you want to resolve this here? Because she's clearly down here for a job. We know that having a record is going to hinder her from getting hired here. What can we do? Do any listeners want to help find her a job while we're trying to find Damon and his family a home? We're really helping out the community today, Garabo. I like it.
We really are. We're going to find you a career path that is going to work for you. I don't know if it'll be in radio. I don't know if it'll be in this building. But we're going to find you something that'll work for you. Would you be comfortable working for Cox?
I would love to work for Cox.
Thank you. It's a fine company to work for. I've been working for Cox for 4 years now, and I enjoy it.
Yeah, I've been here for 6 years, and I've never been happier.
Seth has been, I believe, for 14 years, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct, and I still don't have a workspace around here.
And I have a sales pitch. I was in sales for a really long time.
Perfect. Oh, perfect.
And I did very, very well at what I did.
I would buy whatever you're selling.
Yes,
Whoop, there's that microphone again. John may be right about the...
Oh, look at this.
Aaron, meet your new salesperson.
Oh, my goodness.
Tracy, the former inmate.
Our sales manager.
Yeah. Did you have to introduce me as the former inmate every time?
Well, we should get it out there in the open. Aaron, would a conviction for battery on a law enforcement officer, would that prevent someone from getting a job in sales and marketing for Cox Media Group Tampa?
That would be a lot to overcome.
Yeah, a lot to overcome. Not impossible.
But you're telling me there's a chance.
We're open-minded.
Very good. Oh, there's Promo John.
We're covering all the departments here at Cox Media Group Tampa. This is great.
She shows initiative, and clearly she wants to get a gig somewhere. So
right.
We're doing what we can do to help her out.
Programming, unfortunately, ruled out by John Brennan.
Right. The almighty emperor has spoken. You will not work in programming, but there's sales and there's promotions right there.
I think I can do great at both of them. I am a very good saleswoman. I spent 15 years of my life selling, like, lap dances. That's what I did.
I was just about
and
to
I
ask.
I did a really good job at it. I did.
I was just about to ask for the sales pitch, but now I'm nervous.
Hey, 15 years selling lap dances.
I believe her.
And I did great. I did great. I put braces on my son's teeth. I sent him to China. We lived in a $3,000, a month of space where we lived, and I did it. And promotions, promotions is you put a smile on and you have energy and you have a great time. Yes. And promote, I'm trying to promote myself. So if that isn't,
I got 20 for a lap dance. That's all I know right here. That's
20, yeah. No, it goes for 30.
30?
30?
25.
How about 20?
It'll be the best lap dance you ever have.
Who gets the lap dance? You get the lap dance, Garabo?
It's my birthday.
Yeah, you should give Drew the employee discount now that you work here.
Yeah, 5% Cox employee discount.
No, I hung up the stilettos like 5 years ago, so that's now.
Barefoot's fine.
I'm retired from that.
Okay. Listen.
So Aaron will take it under advisement, pretty much. Okay.
Thank you, A-Bomb. We appreciate you very much.
I'm so sorry.
Aaron does a great job for our sales employees.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.
I'm sorry, Aaron.
We couldn't do what we do without our sales people.
Now,
general sales manager.
The last department here at CMG.
Last chance.
And she said she would like to work in promotions.
Yes, we actually have met before. And
oh, yes.
She had a very unique technique in getting hired. She came up, gave her pitch for the job, and then showed her breast, which is always nice.
It is nice.
I mean, other than the fact that there's no way ever that she could ever work here at CMG, we would totally hire her.
Yeah.
Okay,
right?
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, and there is the pre-employment drug screen too. Would you pass a drug test right now?
Yes, I would. Actually.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Actually,
I'm not judging.
Okay. Garabo's got $40 out right on his keyboard there.
40, 60.
No, I don't know.
Promo John, of course, speaking on behalf of Mike Oliveira, who's out today.
Right.
Yes, I have been given the power to make any and all decisions while he's gone. And
fantastic.
I'm just not sure that I did hear there was an assault on a police officer.
Well, it was a big misunderstanding.
No.
Just a misunderstanding.
No, it's a big long story, but I had been drinking way too much, and I.
Oh, okay. Well, why didn't you say that?
I spit on his foot.
You spit on his foot.
I spit on his foot. That's what I did.
It's kind of hot.
I'm embarrassed about it.
Well, it's okay.
What happened?
Hey, look, we live, we learn.
I'll talk to Keith today. We'll see if we can bypass all that mumbo jumbo. Yeah,
red tape.
I'm sure when you tell him that you had been drinking a lot when you assaulted the police officer with your saliva, that he'll be cool.
You check this box, you check that box on the application. It's fine.
Sure.
By the way, does anybody think Promo John looks like a young Jeff Goldblum?
Young Jeff Goldblum, a spitting image right now. It totally looks like a young Jeff Goldblum.
I'm totally ready to jump on. Are you married?
No, yes, I am married.
Are you sure you're married?
Hey, you don't wear your wedding ring, man.
I don't think he's married. No wedding ring on that guy.
I'm very married.
He's extremely... did she say lucky? I thought she said lucky. She didn't say lucky? Okay. All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Tracy, listen, thank you very much for being here. Promo John, thank you very much.
Glad to be here.
What's the best way to contact you, Tracy, in case somebody calls up and they do have a position for you?
Yeah, you're on the Facebook, you're on the Twitter, what?
Email, you got anything?
MySpace?
Yeah, I do. I'll leave my information.
Okay.
I don't want to put it out in the air.
Sure. No. Yeah. No way.
Well, there's a lot of media companies, people that listen to the show, so I'm sure somebody can help you out.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
We're here to find you a job, and we appreciate you stopping by and showing initiative and your body.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I came out.
Yeah. You sure
Thank
did.
You. Thanks
all
for letting
you did.
Me. All right. Great.
Happy birthday, Garabo.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been a great birthday, and when we come back, I've got the audio of the lady crying about the Confederate flag, I swear.
Shalom, my friends. Are you still listening? Good. It's the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Kisses, bae.
All right.
So before we get to this tearful Republican lady, Seth had an idea to call my son. And it's a pretty good idea because my wife's birthday is July 9th, which makes it really easy to remember because mine is July 10th. And she had a celebration with her family in the Sumter County area last night. So my son went with her, and then he spent the night over at his cousin's house because they're tight. And he hasn't reached out yet on my birthday to wish me a happy birthday.
Oh, it stings a little, doesn't it?
More than a little.
Oh, man.
Stings a lot.
I can see why you weren't concerned that we forgot your birthday, because your son clearly forgot it too.
Yeah, I don't care if you guys forget it. I try to tell myself I don't care if my son forgets it or not, but
I would be upset if my kids didn't say happy birthday.
No text? If he sent you a text, would you be okay with that, or you prefer a call?
No, a text would be fine.
So we should call him just to see if he says it throughout the conversation?
Yeah, like don't let's not tell him that it's my birthday, but I want to call and just check in.
All right. I think he's going to say happy birthday to you.
I'm going to say he won't.
I say he does not as well.
Kayla?
Okay.
I think he will after he calls back again. I think he's going to forget, and then he's going to call you back afterward.
Okay.
All right.
That's a little twist.
Yeah, I like that. That's a M. Night Shyamalan type twist.
I hope he says it. It's going to be a rough show if he doesn't.
Me too. I don't think he will, but I hope he does.
All right, you too.
What if he sent you a voicemail?
All right, you too.
Hopefully he's charged his cell phone.
He probably always has a cell phone on him, right?
He's going to send you a voicemail.
Oh, that would suck. I don't even know if he has voicemail set up.
Hello?
What's up, buddy?
Hi, Dad.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. What are you guys up to? Good.
Playing Plants vs. Zombies.
Playing Plants vs. Zombies?
Yep.
Love that game.
That's cool. Who's winning, the Plants or the Zombies?
We're playing with the Plants. You can't play with the Zombies unless you play versus each other.
Yeah, the Zombies are trying to eat the Plants.
Oh, I got you. Cool. Well, that's neat. You guys having fun?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, just wanted to check in and hear your voice.
All right.
How's everything going over there?
Wait, what's that?
I mean, how's everything going over there? You have a good time last night? Big celebration?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah, it was really good.
You got any plans for the rest of the day?
Nope.
Cool. All right. What'd you guys do last night for Mom's birthday?
Well, we went over to Granddad's and we had some cake and ice cream and all that, and we just hung out.
That sounds great.
That's cool.
Was it fun?
Yes, it was.
That's cool. Awesome.
Ice cream cake?
No.
Oh, God. Did everybody sing happy birthday?
Yes.
That's good.
That always feels good.
Must have made Mom feel really good when you guys sang happy birthday to her.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. Well, just wanted to check in. You plan on staying there for a couple of days, or are you coming home today?
No, I'm coming home today.
Oh, good. All right, good. I look forward to seeing you tonight.
Mom's picking me up later.
Oh, good, good. Well, good. That makes me very happy. I thought I was going to have to go another day, you know, without my son.
Anything you want to do tonight specific, or just hang around the house, pack up?
Yeah, I'm just hanging around the house.
Cool.
I just want to hang around the house.
Cool. Yep, that's cool with me.
It's always fun.
All right. Well, cool. Well, I'll let you get back to Plants vs. Zombies then, unless you had anything else you wanted to talk about or...
Nope.
Anything you wanted to say or anything?
Nope.
Okay, cool. All right, well, take it easy, buddy. I love you, and I'll see you when you get home.
All right, you too.
All right, bud, take it easy.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, man.
Jeez, dude.
Clip of the day, Kayla, clip of the day.
That's not funny. I feel really bad right now.
I do too.
That's not
normally I root against Drew, but I really wanted his son to say it to him. Oh, those are real tears. He's really crying.
I am not.
No, you are. It's
I
okay.
Am not. No, I'm not. You're a liar.
God, that stings.
That does.
Man, Gio was really setting him up.
Me?
You, no, you're. You, I was.
Oh, man.
All right, you too.
Which hurt more, when he did you two or this? This has to hurt more, doesn't it?
This hurts more. God. I love you, bud.
All right, you too.
Oh, hold on. Xander's calling me.
Okay.
Oh, now he knows.
Oh, he knows, yeah. Send him the voicemail. Show him.
Somebody tipped him off.
Hold on. I'll put him on speakerphone. Mm-hmm. Hello? Hey.
Actually, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Who called you to tell you that it was my birthday?
Nobody.
Oh, someone's calling you right now to tell you that it's my birthday. No one had to call you?
No, it was Aunt Heather.
Oh, okay.
Called. She didn't tell me it was your birthday.
Oh, okay. So you remembered
I figured
on...
that it was your birthday, and I forgot.
Oh, well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. That means a lot to me that you would call back and wish me a happy birthday. I was trying to drop hints to you.
No problem.
Well, now you can wipe the tears from your eyes.
Well, good. You made my day. I appreciate that very much. I love you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you tonight for my birthday.
All right, you too.
Take it easy, bud. Love you.
All right, you too.
Bye.
I love you.
Love you.
Wow, well, Kayla did call it.
That was, I mean, Kayla nailed that one. That was an M. Night Shyamalan type twist right there.
Yeah, right now?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's like the post credit scene that they showed a movie.
Yeah.
In the Avengers.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was like those the twins, the ones from the new Avengers.
You think
whatever.
The movie's over, and then all of a sudden they hit you after the credits roll.
Oh.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.